77 WABC.
It might be Saturday morning, but it's no day for rest.
Hi-ho! About 4 years ago, I put in a deck. It's in nice shape. Should I seal that?
I've been getting this constant leak in my basement every time it rains.
I have a stamped concrete pool deck. Some of the corners are starting to chip.
They say work around the home is never done. That's why Lou is here to help you through it. Now here he is, your host for the next hour. He's kind of like a doc. And a little sleepy, sneezy, bashful, grumpy, happy, and, well, dopey. Here he is now, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC.
She loves that dopey part. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini with you, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. Happy Saturday morning. Happy Labor Day weekend. This is kind of a sad time, I think, for most of us, right? It's the sort of the proverbial end of summer. Most every school will be back in session. I know many have gone back already. Our youngest son, who's a senior in high school, he's already back because he's at a Catholic school that went back early. But, hey, I hope it's been a good summer. I hope that you've gotten lots of things done on your list to do around the house. And there's still plenty of time. I mean, even though Labor Day kind of signifies that that end of summer as it pertains to... Oh, what do we got here going here? Hold on. This is Lindsay calling me. Hi. Here we go. Here we go. Sorry, we're connecting. We're in Lindsay and I are both in different locations this morning, and so we're actually trying to connect via the internet and having us both talk this morning on the air. So we'll get that connected in just a second. Let me see how I can do that in a minute. But let me tell you what's coming on this morning is we're going to be. We're going to be talking about a product called the Athena. This was created by a nonprofit company called Roar, and it's kind of a neat item, and it kind of is set up as it. Well, there was a story recently that was about that girl that was attacked and killed in Iowa. Okay, this has and so. An item like this is something, what's quite amazing. It's a safety device. It's a safety device. Yeah, you're on the air as you're clearing your throat there. Good morning. You know, we're on the radio this morning. How are you? Good morning.
I'm good.
Nice to have you with us this morning. Anyway, this is a product that's a personal safety device, and I think you're going to really want to listen to this. It's affordable. It was created by a nonprofit, and... it's quite timely, especially for many who have sent kids off to school. You're probably going to want to buy this and send it to them. I'm really looking forward to sharing this item with you. And then all the world is about drones now. There are so many drones out there, and I know that there's a lot of people are concerned about it, right? And there's some safety concerns. There was that story, what was it, in Venezuela, where they tied some explosives to it. But these items have some real pluses to them, in particular agriculture. There are farmers now that are using drones to inspect their fields, where they can go over the top of them with cameras and, you know, where... They used to literally have to drive the tractor and stand up on top of it and use binoculars, which, you know, certainly is effective. Now you can take a drone over the top of your crops to see what's happening. The technology continues to work in many other different areas, right? In the construction field, in video production, in movies, you name it, they're using it. So we're going to talk with the CEO of a company called Drone Dispatch. They're actually a company out of Texas, right, Lindsay, that... was featured in a New York Times article. Is that right?
Just not. That's right.
Yeah, you're on. You're on. You're there. You're there.
Sorry, just
yeah.
Doing some
so anyway, we're going to talk with them. We're going to talk with them a little bit later on, and talk about drones and how it can be something that can be pretty positive. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. is our phone number. Anything I can help you with this Labor Day weekend, that last weekend of the summer that you may need some help with, just pick up the phone and give us a call. You can also email me at housesmartsradio.com, where we get emails, and I'm happy to answer emails as well. And I do answer. I just went through a huge batch of them recently. And the thing that I constantly forget about being on WABC live every Saturday morning is how big the signal is. And we're getting, you know, emails from people that are listening in Pennsylvania, in Connecticut, you name it, all around Massachusetts. It's really something else. All right, let's go ahead and answer an email right now. See, our house is only going on 5 years old. Our builder basically threw it all together. Sad face. We have water that is getting in under the flashing that is along the cement ledge that goes around the front and sides of the house. This is causing water to leak into the basement. I was advised to put caulking around it, and I tried that, but unfortunately it didn't work. Any suggestions? Okay, so the perimeter of your home when it comes to any kind of concrete that is listed there, the issue is that it's always important to make sure that the concrete is pitched correctly. And if you notice that the water is pooling, there's no amount of caulk that if the water sits there that's going to keep it out. I mean, you're not – it's constantly moving back and forth, and if you're trying to if you're trying to keep that water from seeping in there, it's just not going to work. And so what I would do is first have someone come and assess to make sure that that concrete is pitched properly. Now, there are several different methods to raise the concrete. Mud jacking is the most kind of everyone knows that process. There's also this new system called PolyLevel. PolyLevel is essentially, you know, the expandable foam that you would use to fill holes for insulation. Well, they created a version of it that has structural capabilities. And the beauty behind this is that you can drill a smaller hole in the concrete, and the precision that this PolyLevel offers is they can put the solution right underneath the concrete and lift it up very carefully. And then you can literally drive on it after a couple of hours, where with the mud jacking, it's usually a couple days. Maybe not a couple days, but at least 24 hours. I've seen this process work. We actually did a House Smarts story on the television show that if you go to our website and type in PolyLevel on the search, you'll see the segment and how this all works. If you did that and pitched it correctly, then you shouldn't have to put any kind of caulking or any kind of perimeter sealant there. It should just naturally do it. A little bit of water that might get in there just from that little gap should not be a problem for your perimeter of your home whatsoever. Hope that helps. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Lee is in New Jersey. Lee, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question about installation of a new wooden deck. My cousin showed me. I said, come, we want to show you our new wooden deck. And I'm looking at this deck, and the wood is split. I mean, it's maybe 3 weeks old. They were told not to seal it. You have to wait a while to seal it. But what would cause the wood to split already? Is it inferior wood? Or inferior nails, what would cause the
So you're talking about the actual decking down on the part that you walk on. You're seeing splitting in that wood.
Yes, and the rails also.
Now we're talking, Lee. Is this a treated lumber? Do you know
that? I think so.
Kind of a green tinge to it.
Not that much.
Okay.
No,
all right. Deck boards, you know, if it's a true decking board, like what they call a 5/4 by 6 decking board, you can get deck boards that split. And but that is something that typically a contractor, if you notice those kinds of things, that shouldn't be happening right away. Is it possible? Absolutely. If I was the person that built your deck and you had half a dozen boards that split on you and I know I installed it correctly, I would probably just go by and I would come out and replace those deck boards before you do any kind of staining. This is something that that you have to do because we have a structural issue there. Now, when you looked at this deck, was it half a dozen boards? Was it a dozen boards? How many did you notice were damaged?
I think they were embarrassed when I said, oh, my gosh, this is split. So I stopped
standing. You'll never be invited over again, Lee.
No, I will. So could it be inferior wood?
I mean, it could be. Again, without knowing the type of wood that they have, I mean, it is correct. If it was some type of treated lumber, you do need to wait probably about 6 weeks or so as it dries out. When the wood does dry out, you can get some splitting. Now, it's not, one board here, one board there. That's probably acceptable. Doesn't always happen, but that's acceptable. But now if we're talking about a whole bunch of boards, did they buy a bunch of old lumber that was sitting out in the yard forever? Then that could be the problem. If it was some, guy in a pickup truck that said, hey, I can build a deck for you, then that could be a problem. Typically, okay. 5/4 by 6 deck boards, which are used for decking, nowadays they come in what's called kiln-dried type. The type of it's called kiln-dried because when they put the treated, if it's treated lumber, when they inject under pressure the treatment that goes into the wood, it's super wet. And when it's super wet, that's when you put it on and starts to dry, you get a lot of cracking. What's happened is over the years, the lumber yards and the producers have gotten smarter about this. And they said, look, if we dry this, we're going to have less callbacks. The carpenters will like it better. The decks will look a lot nicer. And so hopefully, Lee, they used a reputable contractor that your friends can come back to them and say, look, I need these boards replaced. And then, we're the end of August, September, beginning of September. If they would change those out now, come the middle of October, they could go ahead and do a staining on there before the winter.
Okay, so, well, they were told you wait a year before you seal it.
No. You don't have to wait a year. You don't have to wait a year. With a deck in particular, when it's elevated, it's out in the sun, it dries out much quicker than that. 6 weeks is sort of the time. Use an oil-based deck stain. One of my favorites is a product called Penifin, which I really, really like. It's a rosewood oil-based deck stain.
Could you spell that?
Sure. It's Penofin. And you have to go, if you go to penofin.com, you'll find a dealer. You'll find a dealer near you, okay?
And it's an oil-based.
It's an oil-based. You'll do a little cleaning. You'll do a little cleaning on that, and then once you clean it all up and they have a deck cleaner as well that'll prep that wood for you and actually prepare the fibers for the oil stain. You brush this on. It's almost like you're doing a table. If you were refinishing a table, you brush it on, you wait a few minutes, and then you wipe away.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Lee, have a nice Labor Day weekend. I appreciate you calling this morning. Take care. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. We've got open phone lines if you have any questions I can help you with this morning. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
77 WABC.
I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go.
Whatever's making you scratch your head this weekend, Lou is here to help.
We've got a problem with black mold.
Got a beep in my living room.
My furnace.
It's humming.
Just give him a call. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here. House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Before we talk about our new Lou 2, let's talk to Michael who's on the line. Michael, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling from Staten Island. I'm a waterproofing contractor.
Are you busy?
Busy isn't the word.
Well, hey, Michael, this is a good thing. It's better than the alternative.
It certainly is.
How can I help you, sir?
I just had a problem with one of the things that you had mentioned about grading the concrete away from the foundation wall.
Okay.
All right, if someone has a below-grade water problem or a foundation water problem, you can put 4 feet of concrete on the side of the house and pitch it perfectly. They're still going to have a below-grade issue.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but the email, I'll read you back the email, what I answered. And again, when you're going off of an email, Michael, I totally agree with you. I can't do a back-and-forth conversation. The email was they had a builder that built the house 5 years ago, and it sounds like it's the house that Jack built. And the problem is they have pooling water from the concrete, from the walkways that are pitching back towards the house. And, you know, somebody says, oh, just caulk it. Well, that's not going to work. We both know that. And
no, so, the water's just going to sit there.
Yeah, it's just going to sit there. You can't create like a swimming pool out of your walkway. I totally agree with you. Look, but this is a brand new house. You know what I mean? And so, obviously, and again, this is a one-sided conversation because I'm answering an email. You're absolutely right. Look, if you've got a below-grade water problem, anybody that listens right now, you've got to address that. And many times, as you certainly know, it isn't about stopping the water; it's about managing the water that comes in. Right? Perimeter drain tile, sump pumps, whatever it might be.
100%. It's too costly to waterproof.
Oh, well, I mean, and it's just not effective. You know, how many times how long you been in this business, Michael?
12 years.
Yeah. So, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, people were like, oh, we'll put this slurry down next to the foundation. It'll seal it all up, which what they were doing was just like taking money. That's all they were doing. It didn't work. And, you know, we finally got to the point where the technology and the stuff that's out there really does a nice job. And if you hire people to know what they're doing, and I do appreciate you calling to tell me, you know, you got a problem with something you heard. That's really the difference. Are you on Staten Island? That's where you do most of your work?
No, we do most of our work in the state of New Jersey. We're based out of the state of New Jersey. We're an A-plus rated company with the VBB.
What's the name of your company?
The name of the company is Healthy Way Waterproofing and Mold Remediation.
Oh, you do mold remediation too?
Yes, we do.
And
it's a
that
big part of the business.
That is a huge part of the business, right?
Yeah.
All right, one more time, Michael, give me the name of the company.
It's Healthy Way Waterproofing and Mold Remediation.
Is it your company or you work for the company?
I work directly for the owner. I've been with him for 12 years.
Tell the owner that today he should buy you lunch.
I'll do that.
I appreciate you calling this morning. Take it easy. I appreciate it. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. All right. Let's see. What do we want to do? Do we want to take another call or do we want to do our Noodaloo 2? How about we do one more call? Yeah, you're just talking. I see you, but we're just talking. I don't know what happened here. Let's talk to Pat in Garden City real quick, and then we'll do our Noodaloo 2. Pat, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hi. I love your show. Thanks for taking my call. I live in Garden City, New York, and I have an old house. And the wood floors are original floors. They've been refinished, but they're creaking. Is there anything I can do to minimize that creaking sound without replacing the floors?
Do you live with anybody, Pat?
My husband, yeah.
Oh, so does he ever sneak in around? Does he stay out late sometimes and he tries to sneak in at home? Because that's a good way for you to know he's coming home.
No, I'm a very small person, and they creak when I walk through them. I'm walking through the hole and it's creaking now.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing with the, you know, when you got old floors like that, that creaking, people call that character. But the only permanent way to fix it is to literally take up the floor and then reinstall, kind of finger in new hardwood floor to kind of tighten it all up. But you have a 50-50 chance with what I'm going to tell you right now. You take some baby powder. And you sprinkle it over the area where you hear the creaking. And you take a block of wood, like a little chunk of 2x4 or something, you know, foot long, and wrap it in a rag. And then with if you have a rubber mallet or even a hammer, I want you to start tapping on that block of wood that's wrapped in the rag. to sort of work the baby powder in between the tongue and the groove of the old wood, okay? That's going to help to quiet the wood a little bit. Now, again, this is a 50-50 chance, okay, that this is going to work. And if you do that, I think that you'll notice that the floors may quiet down. Then you just wipe it with a wet rag and you're good.
Oh, so it kind of muffles those open areas?
It lubricates it with the powder.
Oh, okay. All right.
It may work. So give that a shot, Pat.
Okay. Thanks so much.
I appreciate you calling this morning. All right. Let's get to our Noodaloo 2. There was a – I'm trying to remember, Lindsay, if we ever featured on our HouseSmart radio show the product Guard Llama, if we ever talked about that.
I don't think we did.
No? Okay. So I met this guy years ago who invented this personal safety device. It was really kind of cool. They were just sort of getting off the ground. This product that Lindsay found is called Athena, and it is a personal safety device that I think you will find super interesting. And I have nothing to do with this company. I just want to feature this and tell you that this might be something you want to give to your kids, or you may want to actually carry yourself. Take a listen.
Could a push of a button prevent instances of sexual violence? Not the start to your typical House Smarts Radio Noodaloo 2, but with so many kids out of the house this month and off to school, safety is on a lot of folks' minds. Our Noodaloo 2 this weekend is Athena, a personal alarm system created by the nonprofit Roar for Good. Athena is a fashion-forward, cute, coin-sized clasp that can be clipped onto your jewelry, clothing, purse, backpack, whatever. With a push of a button, Athena sends an alert message, including your location, to three selected contacts. Athena has two functions, the silent roar, get it, that sends your location to three contacts of your choosing without triggering an alarm. So if you're in a shady part of town or feeling uneasy for whatever reason, you can share your situation without drawing any unwanted attention. Alarm mode is designed to scare off attackers by emitting a screeching alarm. By pressing the button for more than 3 seconds, Athena sends your location to your three chosen contacts while simultaneously emitting an alarm to ward off any threat and alerting nearby officials to your situation. There are no subscription costs that are associated with Athena. It's just a one-time fee of $80 for the little device. You can find out more at roarforgood.com. I will also put a link and a photo of just what it looks like up on Lou's Facebook page. Pretty cool what this one little button can do. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
I got a daughter that lives out in California and a daughter that's back at college. And this particular product is this little round, I mean, I don't know what you would call it. It's probably the size of a silver dollar. It's black. It has a little strap on the back that's a magnet, and the whole idea that you can put your contacts in this thing and you push this button and it alerts your contacts. Let's say you've got a son or a daughter who's away at college and they're walking. There's ways to set up the roar, right, Lindsay, that you can do it. Like if you're feeling uncomfortable as you're walking, you could set it and say, it sends a text message, just keep an eye on me and track me until I get home, right?
Right. You'll get like a little map or, you know, that says, hi, I'm on 3rd and Broadway.
Right.
And, you know, keep an eye out for me.
Right. And then you text them when you get back. Or if you really are in trouble and you hit it, send help now, and it immediately tracks you on the phone. And so, you know how your kid
will send out an alarm. And they're working on, it doesn't dial 911 directly right now, but they are very close to getting to that level.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the time being, it'll set up a really screechy alarm that'll, you know, alert people that are near you as well as your contacts.
Yeah, based on what the issue with the story about that poor girl in Iowa, something like that could have definitely helped her. And you won't even know this thing is on you. I mean, for a woman, you could clip it on your purse. For a man, you could clip it on your shirt. It would look like, I mean, if you had it on the lapel of a jacket, you wouldn't even know it's there. But it would be something you could immediately grab. And, you know, people say, oh, I have my phone, I could call, or I could hold the button or whatever. That's not realistic in a situation where you're frightened or scared. This thing's a really neat idea. Roar, like a lion roaring, for good. Roarforgood.com. It's about $80. You download the free app, and it's terrific. We'll put it up on our Facebook page. Find Lou Manfredini on Facebook, and you can find information about it there. All right, you're listening to House Smarts Radio. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
77 WABC.
Of course, you could have the HVAC contractor back, or if you wanted, are you capable, or do you have anybody that could change out a thermostat?
I do a lot of things, Lou. My kids call me Carol the Carpenter.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC.
Nothing wrong with a hard head and a hammer. Kind of blue.
Buenos dias. I was listening to that commercial, and I want to, stay doing my languages. Buenos dias. Me llamo Luis. House Smarts Radio on 77 WEC. I think you would just say House Smarts Radio. Right. Yeah. Welcome back. 800-848-WABC. 800-848-9222. There has been a lot of stories in the news about drones. And there's been some negative stories about drones. But there is a super positive side to this. And I think, like with any technology, you know, it'll first get invented for all this great stuff, and then you'll have a bunch of idiots that'll use it for bad stuff. But I have someone on the line right now that I think is trying to use these drones in a positive way. Chris Bonnet is the CEO of a company called Drone Dispatch. Chris, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC.
Hey, good morning, Lou. How are you doing today?
I am terrific. Tell our audience a little bit about who you guys are and what it is you're trying to do with these drones.
Yeah, certainly. So our business model, in a way, is kind of like Uber, where we have drone pilots all across the country who are able to fly their drones for us and make a little bit of cash. Now, these drone pilots are Part 107 licensed, which means that they do have to take a test and have some sort of aeronautical knowledge before they're able to fly. But these drone pilots, you know, drones are somewhat expensive. They're like $1,500. So a lot of people will fly the drones a couple of times, and maybe they get bored of them and never fly them again, and they collect dust in the closet. And our firm allows these drone pilots to be able to make a little bit of extra money from their drone that may be collecting dust in their closet.
So how does that work? In other words, I'm some guy. You guys were featured in this article on Builder Online, right? In other words, I'm this guy like, oh, honey, this will be great. I'm going to buy this drone. It's going to be awesome. And you guys are sort of like a clearinghouse for somebody looking for a drone operator?
Yes, you could say that. So we work with a lot of large construction firms, large commercial real estate firms, and residential firms, and also insurance firms, risk assessment firms. Whenever the hurricanes happened last year,
right,
three large hurricanes down in Houston, Florida, and down in Puerto Rico, especially down in Puerto Rico, I mean, the flights were just locked up. Nobody could get down there. And we worked with a number of insurance firms. We had pilots down in Puerto Rico at the time who were able to get their drones deployed up in the air and take an assessment of a large area of Puerto Rico. And we were able to get that footage back into the insurance guy's hands, who at the end of the day, I mean, they're trying to process claims faster for these people's damaged homes. So we're able to get the drones up in the air, get the assessment done. And that's kind of our work with the insurance side of things. But also, you know, a little bit more with the insurance companies, we're doing a lot of roof assessments, just, not hurricanes, but just everyday roof assessments, keeping the roofers off of these ladders. A lot of times roofs are very dangerous. One of the most dangerous jobs in America is actually roofing, and tons and tons of deaths in that industry. And if we're able to save a little bit of time by deploying a drone before we get somebody up on top of that roof, that's a huge difference. And not only are we able to just take a photo or video of the roof, but I mean, these drones are very powerful. They have GPS modules in them, and we're able to get accurate sight measurements down to about 4 centimeters. So when I say accurate sight measurements, the best description for that is basically an updated Google Map version. You know, if you go to Google Maps right,
right
now and you take
right.
a look at your property, it's probably like a maybe like a three-month-old, maybe even like a two-year-old image of your property. Well, the drones come out there and take an updated Google Map image, if you will, day-to-day basis on construction sites or on the with the roofs, and you're able to take measurements. You're able to draw a circle because the drones convert this this into like this image that, like as I said, this Google Map image. And it's you're able to take measurements and kind of take annotations on it, if you will. And with these annotations, like you could tell from this side of the road to the other side of the road, or even let's use a roof example, from the top of the roof down to the slope to the corner of the roof is 12 feet. All right.
Right.
So now from the other side of the roof to this side of the roof, 35 feet. And these measurements help out whenever you're wanting to purchase materials or anything in the future. So, drones are doing some powerful things across the country right now.
So all of that to me sounds great, right? And I, you know, I'm from the Midwest and even in the Northeast. And, you know, I know that farmers and agriculture are using drones quite a bit too, like for crop inspections and, you know, now these – they've got this technology at their hand where literally they can be on their pickup truck and they can go look out over. I mean, I don't know how far away can you fly a drone from your controller?
So, believe it or not, they have some drones that you can just go to Best Buy and purchase, and they can go up to about 5 miles away. Now, legally,
wow.
You are not allowed to fly your drone beyond the visual line of sight, meaning that you're supposed to keep it within eyesight.
Right.
But, you know, regulations are loosening up, you know, probably, I don't want to say every day because that's not true, but every year regulations are getting loosened up a little bit more. And here in the future, once we are able to fly beyond visual line of sight, that is going to help out the agriculture companies significantly.
Right.
That's going to help out companies like my company as well, and companies like Amazon who are wanting to make deliveries in the future. And
right.
you know, Amazon's talking about delivering your you know your packages to your door, but in the future Uber and many other companies are wanting to eventually transport humans as well on these flying drones.
I read a story maybe about a year ago or so that UPS was testing, and you probably know this, a drone that was connected to their truck. And the idea was that when the driver is out delivering larger packages, because so much of what gets delivered by, whether it's an Amazon purchase or whatever, are small, lightweight packages, that this drone is connected to the truck, and it's however the technology is, it picks up the box, and while he or she is delivering a refrigerator, you know, a small one or something like that, this drone picks up the box and makes another delivery and comes back and then nests back inside the truck. So, I mean,
exactly.
There's all kinds of positives here, but and I realize, Chris, this is your business, but we hear these stories now where people are using these drones for, you know, for not so great things, right? Crimes or whatever it is. So we need to find that secret sauce of where the balance is between allowing a company like yours to succeed and, you know, you're trying to do the right thing and do have a viable business and people that are using these things. And trying to keep the criminals from using this stuff as well, right? There's that balance somewhere we got to get.
Oh, yes. And, you know, at the end of the day, the drone's a tool. And no matter what the tool is, a tool can be used for good or it can be used for bad. You know, and I think that there's very smart people out there who are trying to figure out the best foot forward to be able to prevent another case of, if you're familiar with just, I think it was 2 to 3 weeks ago, in South America, they had used, they had put some type of just basic bomb material on the bottom of a drone and flew it towards one of the presidents in South America and tried to deploy the drone, the bomb off. But there's a lot of companies out there now that there's one in particular called D-Drone, and they are putting these systems in prisons. They're putting them near school systems. Especially large stadiums, and there's like presidential events or VIP events. They're putting these systems in place where they're preventing the drones to be flown in these particular areas at these times.
Right.
So, you know, things like that will definitely help out in the future. And, you know, there may even be some sort of, once you buy a drone, your name's registered to it as well, so you know whose drone it is. There's certain things that are put into place, and
sure.
One big one that I can think of right now is, like, we're not even allowed to fly anywhere within 25 miles of Washington, D.C. It's just built right into the drone software. You cannot take off anywhere within that red circle. And
right.
I imagine things like that will happen more and more.
Right. Chris Bonnet is the CEO of Drone Dispatch. From online reviews, satellite measurements, technology, there's ways to use these drones for good, contractors, farmers, you name it. And it's one of these things that is just exploding, and their company is offering you a way to use your drone and make a couple bucks, and they can help you put you to work. Their website is dispatchdrone.com. Chris, I really appreciate you getting up with us this morning, talking a little bit about it. Continued success for you and your company.
All right, Lou, I appreciate it. You guys have a great day. I'll take care, okay?
You got it. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. We just have a few minutes left in the show, so if I can help you out at all, pick up the phone, give me a call. Happy to do it. We'll be back right after this.
77 WABC.
Hey, Sydney.
Hey, what?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lou.
Lou who?
Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I'm down that funny. Mustang Sonic.
That's, you know, that's Lindsay's daughter, Sydney, who is 3. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Even she doesn't laugh at my jokes.
Yeah, and what she says it at the end there when she goes, la, la, la. I remember saying stuff like that when I was in college, like leaving a bar. Welcome back, everybody. House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. Just a few minutes left in our show this morning. Let's go to Brooklyn where Jacqueline is on the line. Jacqueline, you're on 77 WABC. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I just want to let you know, first of all, I enjoy not only the radio program, but I watch the TV program whenever I can. So I'm learning as much as I can from you, and I appreciate it.
You're the best. You're the best. You can call anytime, Jacqueline.
I probably will in the future. Anyway, I know you're pressed for time. I have a very quick question, and if you need more information, you just ask me whatever you need to know. I need to know what type of professional I would consult with to try and resolve this issue. My parents have a completely attached brick row house, 55 years old, has been an ongoing issue since the house was built practically. There's an apartment on the walk-in level, and water has been coming in from the ceiling, the entrance to the apartment, and also there's an attached garage. Both the garage and the apartment are covered by a complete porch. House is completely
across attached. across the front of it.
Yeah, and it's a duplex, so you walk up a flight of stairs from the street level to the porch into the first floor of the duplex part of the house.
Okay.
And then underneath the porch would be the garage and the apartment. Now, the house that it's attached to next door has also had the same issue with water coming in, only they have it pouring in. Like, when it pours outside, it pours inside the apartment.
Ooh. All
right. So the water comes in from the garage ceiling and carries over to the apartment, which it's attached to as well. And
right.
There's an exposed brick staircase that takes you up to the porch, exposed on the entrance side to the apartment and then to the driveway. Have redone the porch, silicone both sides of the staircase. I can't think of what you call the substance.
Now,
but
hold on a second. Now, that duplex, that unit upstairs,
yeah.
you have access to that unit upstairs?
Yeah, it's a private home. They own the house.
Okay, and so the second part, the second story above there, no water up there whatsoever.
Never. Bone
okay.
dry.
And what about the neighbor?
The neighbor also has water coming in. Both neighbors.
But both neighbors. Nothing on the second floor, on the upper level, as far as you know.
Nothing ever on the second floor. Only the garage and the apartment that it's attached to.
Okay. And so it's got to be localized to the porch, and it's got to be or it could be the building envelope. You said it's a masonry building, right?
It's brick veneer over
frame.
What do you call it? Not cinder block.
Cinder block, right. So there's got to be some sort of flashing issue that that's working, Jacqueline, that has to happen. As far as who you're going to call, you're going to call two different people. Mm-hmm. You're going to call a tuck pointer to address the masonry.
Tuck pointer.
Tuck pointer. Mm-hmm. Okay. A tuck pointer will come out and do that. And then a roofing contractor to come pay attention to that porch. The roofing contractor, I want you to go look at a website. I'm going to put you on hold because we're running out of time.
Okay.
It's NRCA.net. NRCA.net, National Roofing Contractors Association. That's the place you're going to find the roofer. And then a tuck pointer, you can probably find at NARI, NARI.org, the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. Both those websites, Jacqueline, are a good clearinghouse for you to find these two contractors. That work is probably going to have to happen in concert together. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful, safe Labor Day weekend. We'll be back next week. If you didn't get through on the line, you can always email me at HowSmartsRadio.com. Nick, Izzy, Bruce, Lindsay, thanks so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back next week with more HowSmarts Radio.
WABC.